list. It's got a slinky belt with a clip that's quick to open. If you guys are loving it, it's the sweetest thing, and up from my waist it happens. And my stomach's got some tasty food that's making me feel good. Cause sharing some meals is something I wish the world could do. When my chest it wears a singlet, while my chest it beating proud, all my chest suggests I am a man that no institutions can knock down. And around my neck is superstition hanging from a chain. Because I got my gods, but in the end I make my own way.
Thank you. talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we just heard the Red on Records theme song. And we have Justine from Red on Red Records. And we have Steve from Cold Expectations, one of the artists on the roster of Red on Red Records. Welcome.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having us. So we thought we'd start by talking a little bit about the label for people out there who have not heard of it.
Yes, please
just
do.
Just so they have some context for what's happening on their radio right now. So Red on Red Records started at the very end of 2020 during the height of the pandemic. And I started the label because I wanted a place where artists could collaborate and be part of a very supportive community. Especially for women in rock and roll, but all artists who want to be heard and want to build an audience and want to kind of move forward with their music. And it started with a small group of bands who were really bands that I admired and who also happened to be people that I liked personally and knew that I could work with from doing shows with them and festivals and things like that. And it grew from there. So now we're up to 25 bands on the roster, and we've been putting out music digitally, on CD, on vinyl, and we've got a great, great local support from stations like this, and also from indie radio all over the globe. So, and now we're doing a ton of booking of shows, touring regionally for the Red on Red bands, bringing in super cool indie bands from all over the world. We had the Sins here from New Jersey. Last weekend, we had the Len Price 3 trio coming. We've got Stupidity from Stockholm is on the label now, and they were here in October. So we're having a wonderful and fun time. And a big announcement for today is today is a release day for Static Reactions, the new album by Cold Expectations. It is the first full length for Cold Expectations on the label, and I am super proud of it. I think it's an amazing record. Congratulations, Steve.
Yeah, thanks. It is a big day. Yeah, like Justine was saying, a few songs off the record have been released in advance as singles, again, going back to one of the original bands on the label during the pandemic. There, you couldn't really play out as often as you might have wanted, so the studios were willing to open their doors, and recording and releasing those songs digitally was a great way to keep things moving along. And then now that we're back in clubs, we need a CD to sell it at the merch table, so that's why we put it all together, and finally it's out. Yeah.
And Andrew, if you wouldn't mind playing one of the cuts from the from the CD.
Yep, we have In the Padlock Night.
Perfect.
Replay. Yep.
Thanks. I love this song.
Down your
So one of the things that really strikes me about the Static Reactions album is just the sound of it. And I feel like it's a departure from some of your earlier work that was a little bit more rootsy and more jangly and less synthy. But the sound of the entire record is just amazing in the way it flows. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how that came together.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, Justine, I think we should have called the record Sonic Reactions.
Ah.
Instead of Static Reactions. Is it too late to change it? Maybe we could just, you know, do a little cut and paste.
White out.
Yeah. The sound is the masterful David Minahan took our scraps, our little sketches of songs, and he really filled them out really on the fly. What a great person to work with, and what a great studio experience to have someone that was so willing to participate, but with a very deft hand. He sort of drew the best out of us, and he was all on board with adding keyboards, because when we trimmed down to a three-piece, we needed that extra melodic element in between the strumming of the chords, and he picked up on that, and he really challenged us to put in those melodies and those moments to make it make the song sound more full than they might have been when he first got his hands on them.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. In a couple minutes, Andrew's going to spin for us the new single that came out
yes.
today, which is called Trenchcoats. Wonder if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yes,
where that came from.
That was one of the last additions to the record. Like I said, some of the songs have been recorded earlier, but Trenchcoats is a brand new song. We've only been playing out live for a few months, and it's a ode to that time in our lives, late 80s, early 90s, the weird art punks that walked around in trench coats and army boots and smoked clove cigarettes and hung out in graveyards. But we weren't punk rockers, but we weren't afraid of the dangerous stuff too, and being called freaks and being called, there wasn't even terms for it. You're just the weirdo kid that listened to the weirdo music. So that's our sort of our ode to that moment in time and to all those people that walked around wearing trench coats.
I see all those people at the new Man Ray every once in a while.
Yeah, so Andrew, we got to work that in. Maybe, yeah, work that in. Yeah. So absolutely, it's that vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely I caught, there is a kind of a 80s kind of goth-esque influence, new wave influence on what you're doing, but it still sounds like you guys.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. Yeah, and when we had those old synthesizers at our fingertips at the studio, since being in the studio with Minahan, I've bought two synthesizers of my own to play with and get those weird sounds. And then the video we got to shoot in the Sound Museum just days before it was closing, and we got some really cool skateboarder footage of Joe Ellen's teen skateboarding around the halls and seeing all Dave Tree's awesome graffiti. And the building supported local musicians for 30 or 40 years, and to see it just go down in flames was really sad. I'm psyched we got in there with a camera for an hour and just like filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Allison Tannenhaus did an amazing compilation of our footage and putting some cool digital glitch art all over it. So it was totally a treat. I almost said a tree effort because of Dave Tree, but a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, let's listen to it.
All right, let's hear Trent.
Trench coats, Andrew. What do you think? The world debut.
I really like the vocal on that.
Thanks.
It's got that really kind of strident vocal, like kind of like a Joe Jackson kind of vibe. But you sound
I like that.
Lucky for you, you don't sound like him, so it sounds like you.
Well, and I'll sound like any Jackson. I don't really care. Sound like Jackson Brown.
So we have a little bit of a party coming up to celebrate the release of the album.
Yeah, speaking of great lead singers, the band Hammered Saint with Emily from the Gala, she is fronting Hammered Saint, who's also on the bill with us and Butterknife at the Square Root on Saturday, April 15th. Yeah, Butterknife, former Rumble players.
Yeah, love them.
Awesome, yeah. They don't play out that much. We've coaxed them out of the woodwork. I got wormwood on the brain.
Wormwood work.
we've coaxed them out. Hammered Saint, we're psyched to have on board. So that's all going down at the Square Root, in in a few Saturdays from now, April 15th.
That's great.
Yeah.
The next cut we're going to hear from the record is a favorite live song for you guys. It's a cover, and everybody really likes to sing along with this one. This is
It's a crowd pleaser of sorts.
It is, of sorts.
And we left it off the last show, and people were asking why we didn't play it. So you'll have to come to our next show, and we will play it. It's by Camper Van Beethoven, and it's Take the Skinheads Bowling, Andrew, please.
Let's Here bowl. We go. Let's yes. get bowling. We are back.
All right, thank you, Andrew. So, so we're gonna provide some more Red on Red intel, scoop, deets about stuff coming up. So, as everyone knows, in Boston, it is Rumble season. Woohoo! With Rumble with Boston Emissions with Angelle Wood, and we have three Red on Red bands competing this year. First of all, we have Detention. Detention is just very recently signed to Red on Red, and we just released his first single with the label, Charlie, and we'll be putting out his album, Tales from the Pub, next week. We also have, and he'll be playing Saturday, April 8th. The whole Rumble is taking place at the Middle East. The Chelsea Curve will be playing their first round on Friday, April 14th. And Devil Love will be playing on Saturday, April 15th. So we thought it'd be great to play some songs by those bands. And all of the music for all of the Red on Red bands is available at our Bandcamp, Red on Red Records at bandcamp.com.
And you're going to the Rumble?
Yeah, I'll probably be at, unless I have to do the radio one of those nights, I'll be at the other show.
Great. Great to see you there. It's always good. You're always out supporting local bands. We really appreciate it.
All right. Hey. So we're going to play Charlie?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Detention.
I can see you've been hanging out with Charlie. I can tell 'cause your eyes dance in your head. And I ask you if you love him, you say hardly. But then you always wake up in his bed. I tried to tell her, but she says she got no friend. Yeah, she's under the spell of a shady incel. She said, drop me off at Charlie's and I never ever saw her again. Again, 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 no. And when you see Charlie, such a nice guy, he's got cash. He's such a nice guy, who's such a nice guy, such a nice guy, he gave her his stash. Hey, did you hear what happened to Laura? Charlie lost another friend. Yeah, they found her face down in the water. And it's no coincidence it happened again. Again, it happened again. And when you see Charlie, tell him that I'm on my way. And when you see Charlie, tell him that I know where he is.
Great stuff.
Yeah. So that was Straight to You by Devil Love. I love that song. I always think it sounds like an outtake from like a George Harrison solo record. So I wanted to let folks know about some more upcoming exciting events. One of the things I want to make sure everybody knows about is that Jay Allen of Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals and my good friend for 40 years is turning 60 in April. And so we're going to be celebrating his birthday on Saturday, April 1st at the French American Victory Club in Waltham. And he has put together an incredible lineup of bands, and I'm going to say them all really fast, but take our word for it. It's going to be amazing. You can get tickets at the door, or you can contact Jay directly via Facebook Messenger and make a reservation with him. He's doing the show in honor of two charities, Smile Train and the Jimmy Fund. And we'll have food from Blue Ribbon Barbecue, and the bands who are playing are, of course, Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals, Stop Calling Me Frank, The Dogmatics, Spiller, The Spackles, Quest for Tuna, Justine and the Unclean, Muck and the Myers, Double Down with Baker, and the Shanghai Lows. So it's truly spectacular day of rock and roll.
That's some heavy hitters and some rare appearances from some of those bands.
Yeah.
When's the last time Quest for Tuna has graced the stages with their presence?
Yeah, I think that it might have been Jay's 50th birthday party.
Nice.
We don't play out.
He looks the same.
Yeah, he does. He's still got those dashing good looks of youth. But anyway, we love Jay, and
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, come party with us. Another upcoming event that's cool is that the Andrea Gillis Band is going to be playing at Sanctuary in Maynard with the Blue Ribbons on Friday, April 7th, and that venue is absolutely beautiful. If you haven't been there before, it's a 170-year-old church. Great sound, great ambiance, really nice little cubby bar in the back. And so we're excited about that one. And right now,
Maynard knows how to party.
Maynard is really fun. I love it. Yeah, we've been doing shows there at Sanctuary, and they're always super, super fun and well attended. Maynard people like to rock. So now, Andrew, if you don't mind, we wanted to hear I Don't Need You No More by Andrea Gillis. That's her cover of the classic Jay Giles tune.
Nice.
Yep, we got it all ready to play.
Thank you.
Baby, you might
We need that.
We're back again.
We need that breaking news music. And
Andrea Gillis is a force of nature.
She really is. She's amazing. So another thing that's upcoming in the month of April is the Town and the City Festival, organized by our good friend Chris Porter. And we have a number of Red on Red bands playing that festival as well. So on Friday, April 28th, at the Smokehouse Tavern, among the other bands playing are Red on Red's own Girl with a Hawk and my band, Justin the Unclean. And then on the 29th, at the Smokehouse Tavern, are the Jacklights. And then also on the 29th, Robin Lane is playing, I can't remember the venue, but it's one of the bigger ones. And then in addition, there are a couple, each night, Detention is hosting, he's emceeing a couple of the different shows around town. So you won't be able to swing a cat in Lowell that weekend without hitting
he's
a
like
red
the
on red artist.
Billy Ruane of that town or something.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Ad Frank said he's like the mayor of Lowell.
Excellent. The rock and roll mayor.
Rock and roll mayor, yeah.
I love it.
So now we're going to hear a cut by Robin Lane. This is off her new album, Dirt Road to Heaven. This is called Woman Like That.
Oh, that's a good one.
Go game, well, it sure Because she's